Burt Show.
Producer Katie just walked in here, and she's sitting right next to me. You look like you smelled a fart or something. What's going on? You look like that sour look on your face. What happened?
It smells like Axe in here. Does anybody smell that?
There was. I got into the elevator, and I was like, whoa, somebody put on some heavy cologne today.
It's me.
Are you wearing Axe?
Did you steal Hollis's body spray?
It's not Axe, but it's
so
it's a new cologne. It's
that's
a new
why you say, oh, man, immediately.
Yeah, it's me.
Can we know what you're wearing so nobody else buys it?
It is.
I was like, Kristen has to be dying right now.
It is called La Pupe.
It sounds like that Anchorman Sex Panther.
Well, you just...
It stings.
So when
nostril.
I put it on, I'm like, I don't think this smells good this morning. And then I'm like... No, I don't think I got it right, so I put more on it. On.
You went more.
And it's a new cologne, so, well, now I know.
Did you buy this, or was this a gift?
I bought it.
Okay, just check it.
What is it called, just so we know?
I really don't know. I've got three colognes now, and I'm kind of rotating. My son is really into colognes now at 16, so when I take him, like, well, we're bonding, he'll buy a cologne here or there. So when I'm in the store, I start shopping around, and this one smelled okay, so I got it, and then I put it on, and I'm like, because it smells sometimes different on that little sample paper than it does when you put it on.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to convince myself that it smells good, and the jury's been out, but now case is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Katie, you gonna be able to breathe through the segment? You all right?
I appreciate that. Hey, if you get a random gift on Monday, I think you'll know what it is.
Okay.
Not about that.
I'll re-gift it to someone else.
But you know, also, like, colognes will smell different on different people.
It mixes with your pheromones, and so it mixes with your body oils and stuff like that. So yeah, different colognes smell different on different people. It is so hilarious you said that. I got into the elevator this morning and I couldn't find my keys and I was like, I was suffocating. And the first thing I thought, it was like, damn, who put the axe on today? And who put it on hard? I kid you not.
It was in the hallway.
What is that?
It's so funny, you guys, because I have been having this inner struggle now for a couple of months where I don't know what it, I mean, I've got a great size nose, so it should be very accurate. But I can't smell cologne on myself, right? But I can smell it on other people. And I have been trying to figure out why some colognes stay on dudes longer when mine doesn't. I want you to smell it. Not in this case, I guess. But I want you to smell it. Like, there's a sales guy stopped in the hall the other day. I'm like, how do you keep your cologne on that long? And so I think I went heavy on bad cologne in hopes that it would smell just not this bad.
I can tell you something. You've never smelled bad before, okay?
Okay, this is it.
No, it's not bad. It's just you... It smells like you poured the whole bottle on it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's it. Yeah.
So if I come in here on Monday with just a little less, then you can give me a true...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you can't smell it anymore, other people can still smell it. You got to know that.
Well, this is actually left a trail.
What's this? Did you squirt it or like dab it?
Did you do the step into it?
As I'm going back in my like mental movie of my morning, you guys, this is all so funny because I put it on a couple of times and I'm like, I still can't smell it. And I put it on and on and on and on. And I'm like, okay, I can smell it now. I think it's got a little something to it. And it turns out it's a little more pungent than I had expected.
Was it like one of those car wash wands when you put it on?
Oh my God.
And one of my pet peeves is like when you shake hands with a dude and he shakes hands with you and then you're stuck with his cologne on your hand all day long and it turns out I'm that guy.
That's you.
You don't want to wear so much cologne that somebody can smell it when they're casually talking to you.
Right.
Or taste it. You know?
The face that Katie was making, though. I really thought that I was about to bust Kristen for farting in studio.
Oh, she looks so disgusting.
The fart is you.
I was trying to play it cool. I didn't know I was making a face.
You were not, man. You look like you just took a shot of the worst tequila ever. All right, Cassie, real quick. You called 911 last week. For a really bad reason.
Yeah, I'm one of the people. I have called 911 more times than I would like to admit. And half of those have always been from the road. But, like, I'm trying to do my civic duty, right? So last week, I was driving down the highway, as you do. And Lil Me had to swerve because in the middle of two lanes, the fast lanes on, you know, the far left, this is a multi-lane highway we're talking about with, like, five lanes. in straddling between two lanes was a giant full-size trash can just on its side. And I was like, I don't know. Like, this is a wreck waiting to happen, mm-hmm. and it's a bad wreck. This isn't like, oh, there's a piece of clothing in the road or a little bag of trash or something you can swerve around. I'm like, this is going to cause a multi-car pileup. It's going to be rush hour very shortly. Like, this needs to get off the road. I can't pull over and get it out of the road, like, on some neighborhood side street. Who do I call? And then I'm, like, trying to figure it out, but I'm still driving. I'm like, guess I got to call 911, and I'll do it real quick, and they can hang up if, you know, give me the right number to call. But this feels like an emergency, so I called 911, and I'm like, hey, they're like, you know, very nice name, emergency, location, whatever they say. And I was like, it's not really an emergency, but there's a trash can in the road. And they're like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, then I explain I'm driving on the highway. And I was like, do I need to call someone else? This is the lamest reason ever to call 911. You know, I'm going to free up your resources, but this is a wreck waiting to happen. So I guess they can pinpoint locations now, or I'm sure they can based on your phone. So they're like, okay, yeah. I'm zooming in on your phone. And I was like, well, I'm in a Chick-fil-A parking lot right now. Because I had to pull over, like I pulled over to make the call. So I'm trying to describe where it was, and the guy was great. He's like, thank you for calling. So I did the right thing. But I'm like, I can't even tell this story in a fun way because I called 911 because a trash can was in the road.
So it's okay, Cassie, because I've called 911 for a stupid reason as well.
Oh, what was it?
But hers wasn't stupid. The guy said he appreciated it.
Yeah, it was legit, but it was lame. There's no good story.
It was like, a trash can.
Yeah, it's not like a house.
Yeah, right. Why you?
A leaky faucet.
So what? Oh my gosh.
What?
So my aunt decided she wanted to play handyman, and she was trying to replace something that was in like the tub, like the faucet from the tub. It was dripping like slowly, and she was like, I'm gonna replace it. So she removed the whole thing. And when she removed the whole thing, a whole bunch of water started like squirting out. Like in the tub, and she's like, Katie! And it's like a whole bunch of water, like a fire hydrant, right? But it's coming from the tub. She's like, call 911! And it's just water.
Why is call 911 the first instead of like turn the water off to the house? There's literally a valve that you do a couple of twists and it turns the water off to the house.
Handyman, Bart, you could have called. Yeah, there's so many you could call.
We learned that afterwards.
Before you call 911, your first call should be to Kristen's husband.
Yes.
Were they pissed? Were they like, you don't call 911 for this?
I'm looking at her, I'm like, call 911. She's like, call 911. So I'm like,
OMG.
I was like, what's going on? I was like, water's coming out of the tub. I don't know.
That's what's supposed to happen.
There's water coming out of the
they
tub.
They said, call the fire hydrant, like the fire department. I was like, I don't know their numbers. It's like, it's okay. And I hung up on them. Like, in the middle of it, I hung up on them. She's like, did you call 911? I was like, yeah. They told me to call the fire department. She's like, well, is the fire department coming out? I was like, I don't know. So I called 911 again. So I called
twice?
Oh, man.
I called them twice, and they said, no, we sent out the fire department. They're on the way. It's okay. And then I was like, I know. Turn off the water. So like, we've already called 911 twice. Wow. And now you're going to tell me to go in the garage to find the valve to turn it off.
Yes.
After I've called 911 twice.
Oh, bless.
Water is still running.
Bless.
When she was trying to change the faucet.
So later on, we will play some 911 calls.
Yes. Courtesy of cop videos on YouTube, they had a compilation of the worst, aka best 911 phone calls. And the reason why these people called 911 in the interaction they had with the operator, you can't help but laugh. Like, you have to laugh. They're so stupid, you have to laugh.
You would have had a more credible call calling 911 saying, hey, my nose didn't have consent for the cologne that my coworker is wearing today. That you could have called for better than what you did.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.